for me to detect a drooling effect in Snort's mouth. In other words, the mere mention of drinking and carousing had made his mouth water. This was all part of my plan, don't you see? And it was beginning to work. And Snort, the reason we were looking for you tonight is that I kind of forgot how to get over to that silage pit. Now, I'm sure you're too busy to go with us, but maybe you could give me directions.
Me talk with brother.
For several minutes, they muttered and mumbled. I had nothing to do but count my heartbeats. 327. And wait. I didn't hear a peep out of Drover. They finished their conference and Snort spoke.
Brother not want take Hunk and little white dog. Brother hungry, want eat Hunk and little white dog. Then go sing and drinking. What Hunk say about that?
Well, as you might expect, guys, I think that's not a real good plan. In the first place, dog meat's not all that good. They tell me I haven't tried it myself. In the second place, if you guys took the time to eat two whole dogs, you'd be so full and sleepy you'd never make it to the silage pit. And last but not least, we have the matter of friendship and brotherhood. You guys can't expect to keep friends if you go around eating them. Oh, and one more thing. You'll need a tenor for the singing. So I think you'll agree.
We talk. Hunk not leave.
Me leave? I wouldn't think of it. As a matter of fact, that was a small lie. I'd thought about it a bunch. The major problem in trying to make a run for it was that those two thugs had excellent noses. They could have tracked down a sugar ant in a four-section pasture in the dead of night. They mumbled and muttered some more. Then Snort turned back to me with the verdict.
We go to silage pit. Drink. Have fun, oh boy. Sing many coyote songs.
Hey, that sounds great, Snort.
Then we think about eat dog.
I still say that eating your friends is bad manners. He poked me in the chest with his paw.
Snort not want dog opinion. And Hunk not try escape.
Who, me?
Or we have early supper and sing without tenor.
We don't want that, do we?
Make line. Snort in front. Rip behind. Two dogs in middle.
Yes, sir. I took my place in the middle and looked around for little Drover. You know what? The runt had disappeared. Them coyotes had been so busy threatening me, they hadn't even noticed. They held another conference and discussed whether or not they wanted to take the time to hunt him down, which they most certainly could have done. But they had drinking on their minds and decided to forget about Drover. As Snort said, sticking his grinning snout right in my face,
Hunk make plenty grub. Save little dog for snack.
So we formed a line and off we went to the silage pit. I was determined to have a good time, since this might be my last opportunity.